What's up, everybody? Two little heads up before I get into this week's episode. Number one is I'm uploading Monday's episode today because I'm not going to be, like, in town on Monday, and it's also 4th of July on Monday, so I won't be uploading, so I'm uploading it today. And second of all, this episode was recorded back in May, and I'm now uploading it for you all, but yeah, welcome back to Amanda's World. Next clip will be the introduction. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Amanda's World. So this week, as I said, we're not doing Small Business Saturday. I have to upload Monday's episode today because it's 4th of July on Monday. So anyways, for this week's episode of Amanda's World, I had on Bruce. He's an author. We talked about so many different things. Thanks for listening. And I will see you guys on Thursday for Throwback Thursday. Thanks for listening. Welcome to Amanda's World. This week on Amanda's World, we have Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice to be here, Amanda.
So, like, can you talk about a little bit about you and your work as a comic book writer?
Yeah, well, it's my day job is I'm a history teacher at a community college here in Southern California.
Really?
You know, I've been doing that for a long time.
That's funny. History is my least favorite subject.
What's that?
History is my least favorite subject.
Well, if you took my class, you might not say that because I really enjoy history, and it's really fun stories, really, when you think, well, some are kind of fun and some are kind of sad, but, you know, it's really exciting because it's what's happening to us.
Yeah.
We all make history. In fact, I wrote a book called Making History, which empowers all of us. You know, we all have a part to play. So I think if you approach it that way, it makes it more exciting for students. And of course, I'm excited about teaching, so then that excitement passes on to my students. But
that's cool.
So anyway, that's what I do for a living. What I do for, you know, what I really have always wanted to do was create comic books. Since I was a little kid, I drew comics when I was little, and I finally got a chance to publish one about 3 years ago, the Snark series, and then I came up with this idea for Dr. Jekyll Alien Hunter because I thought it'd be cool.
Do you mind when you talk about this, mention about your artist a little bit about her and what she does, because her art was
phenomenal. Yeah, so this is this comic is unique because it's a female lead character, a person of color, and she's not a superhero. So it's kind of very unique. I don't think there's another comic like it. And I have Julia Kazanowska, who's a young Polish woman. She just turned 20, and she's a fantastic artist. And I got her to illustrate it for me. So it's been just a really fun process. I, like I said, I'm a frustrated comic book artist, so I'll send her, like, I'll do a storyboard and I'll send it to her, and then she makes it. That's incredible.
Amazing. That's amazing. So now, like, growing up, what was your favorite comic book to read?
Well, I started in the Marvel universe, you know, Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer, the Hulk, you know, all that stuff. And then as I got older, I got into underground comics, you know, more subversive comics. And along the way, I picked up on this comic book series called American Splendor, and Harvey Pekar, and he's out of Cleveland. So that's actually how I found my first artist for the Snark series. Was he, Gary Dunn was one of the artists for Harvey Pekar back in the 70s. So what's interesting is that in all these comics I've published, I have one artist who's in his 70s and an artist who just turned 20 years old. And they're both fantastic artists, but very different styles.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it just, you know, Julia's style really fits this, you know, female lead character comic. I mean, not just because she's female too, but it just, she has a certain sensibility to her style that lends itself to this type of character. And it's just been a lot of fun working with her. And the fact that she's on the border of Ukraine, I mean, she's in Poland, in Krakow, Poland. So it's kind of cool that we're working. We've never met, you know, we've met like on Skype, but never in person.
Yeah. No, I'd love to talk to her and interview her. That'd be sick.
Yeah, you should. You would really like it. She's a nice person.
No, it's funny. I've done, my podcast has been viewed in Ukraine.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I did an episode with this kid named Rob who did a whole Ukraine donation thing in our school.
Oh, that is great. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, it's just so terrible what's going on there.
Terrible.
I've asked Julia about it, and a lot of, you know, the Polish people have brought in the Ukrainians, their families, and Julia said she couldn't do it because they didn't have room in their house, but her neighbors all have Ukrainian families living.
That's great. It's amazing. Yeah. So now, like, I wanted to ask you, how has it been being a U.S. history teacher during COVID? Like, what is that like for you?
I've been teaching totally online for 2.5 years, so.
Oh!
in the fall, I'll go back to in class. So I've been at home teaching right here where I'm at right now. This is what I've been doing for 2.5 years. Not every class is like live like this. I do asynchronous online too.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, so but I've been teaching online before COVID. So actually since 1994, I've been doing it for a long time. So it's always been part of what I do.
That's cool.
But I miss being in the classroom.
Yeah. The opposite. I liked being home doing history.
There's advantages to it. Believe me, there is. But I do miss, I like if we do it online and we do it live, then I can, you know, interact live with the students. So I like that.
And just know my history teachers are amazing. We have our regions, the U.S. history regions in New York got canceled because of what happened in Buffalo. So now they pushed back our final to June 10th, and they've been reviewing for the last month.
Yeah.
So my teachers are amazing. I just don't like the class.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, is it U.S. history or what history is
U.S.
it? Yeah, yeah.
I'm taking criminal next year. It's going to be all about the law system, and like we get to go to a jail.
Yeah, I used to work in a prison, so that's it's worth. I think every citizen should go to a prison or a jail and see what it's like, see where their tax dollars are going, and understand the legal system.
No, I know my audience knows this about me. I'm a big love after lockup, life during lockup, love after lockup fan. So I've talked to a lot of the cast.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They all follow me on Instagram. Not my mother's favorite thing, but, like, it's cool.
Well, it's, you know, it's an interesting world. I'm glad I don't work in prisons anymore, but because I've had a lot of terrible experiences. But as a guard, you know, it's kind of interesting because you're locked up with the prisoners the whole time. Well, you know, for 8 hours, right?
You shift
and then you leave. And most of them get along fine. You get along fine. But there's some that... I'll just put it this way. I hope they never get out because they are so incredibly dangerous. And, yeah. You know, and but a lot of those people I think could probably be on some kind of other, you know, maybe not locked up, but maybe on parole or maybe, you know, work release, you know, because if they're nonviolent, you know, why do we need to lock up nonviolent people?
That's why do it? That makes no sense. There's this girl on TikTok who's works at a juvie and works teaches classes there with the kids.
Yeah.
And that was really interesting.
Juvenile detention is one of the most, actually, believe it or not, it's one of the most dangerous jobs for a guard. You would think it would be the least dangerous because they're kids, but most of the violence occurs in very young prisoners, you know, so whether they're juveniles until about when the prisoners get to be 40 or 50, they're not as much of a problem anymore.
Yeah. No.
But the problem is then they're in prison for life, so, you know, 3 strikes and you're out in most states.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting that you're going to do that and look into it because it's important to understand how.
Yeah. Oh no, you know what else I'm taking? I'm taking forensics where we next year where we look about like dead bodies and like murders that happened. I'm so excited for that. Like I don't look at the type of kid who would want to take that class. I'm ready.
Well, it's important to know how that system works. So
yeah,
I think it's good that you're doing that.
I'm excited. But anyways, thank you so much, Bruce, for coming on. Yeah. I'm going to put his book below. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys on Throwback Thursday.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Man's World. Make sure to go check out Bruce's website. Going to put that below. Make sure to go check out my Instagram. Going to put that below. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys for Throwback Thursday. And I hope you all have a happy 4th of July, and I will see you guys on Thursday.